are moving. Thank you very much again. Oh, no, that's good. We are now on the afternoon session. We'll have the budget office come up and direct us through this process. What we're going to do is read all items. Well, first of all, let me just say we have just a reminder for people who might not have heard, 655 has been pulled back to my office. So we're going to read all the items, Carla, sorry, 646 through 652. We're going to read them together. Andrew, you're going to lose your quorum in 55 minutes.
Okay, 646, conduct a proposed use hearing on state shared revenue. 647, certify that certain services are provided by the city to establish eligibility of state shared revenues. 648, approve accepting funds from the state of Oregon under the revenue sharing program for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2017 and ending June 30, 2018. 649, update fund statements of purposes for various city funds. 650, approve creating the Portland Police Association Health Insurance Fund and closing the Headwaters Apartment Complex Fund, the Education URA Debt Service Fund, and the Willamette Industrial URA Debt Service Fund. 651, adopt the annual budget of the city and establish appropriations for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2017 and ending June 30, 2018. And 652, approve levying taxes for the city for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2017 and ending June 30, 2018.
And Andrew, is this where I read the statement for the record?
Yes, Mayor. Thank you. Andrew Scott, City Budget Director. There are a number of procedural steps we need to take to finalize this year's budget process, but I'm pretty confident we can get through those relatively quickly. First of those is to hold a proposed use hearing on state shared revenue.
Very good. This hearing is being held by the City Council of Portland, Oregon, in compliance with the provisions of the State Revenue Sharing Regulations, ORS 221.770. It's to allow citizens to comment on the proposed use of these funds in conjunction with the annual budget process. As proposed for council adoption, the fiscal year 2017-18 budget anticipates receipts totaling $17,485,117 from state revenue sharing under ORS 221.770. As has been the case in prior years, it's proposed that this revenue be allocated in equal parts to support fire prevention and police patrol services. Is there anyone here today who wishes to be heard on this subject? Seeing none, I'm now closing the hearing to discuss proposed uses of state revenue sharing.
Excellent. Thank you. Now we move on to there is a resolution. There are three steps with the state revenue sharing. We just did step one. Okay. Step two is a resolution to certify that we meet eligibility under state requirements. So this is a resolution that was read certifying that certain services are provided by the city to establish eligibility for state shared revenues. We just need a vote on this.
So that is 647?
Correct.
And just so I understand the process here, since this is not an ordinance, this is an actual hearing, is there public testimony on these items?
Yes, so they're each one of these items.
Okay, so they're a separate vote, and they're treated as an emergency, so we're effectively voting on them today.
Yes, correct.
Okay, very good. Is there any further conversation with regard to item 647? Is there any public testimony on item 647? Establishing the eligibility for state shared revenues. Hearing none, please call the roll.
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. The resolution is adopted.
Great, thank you. That was step two for state shared revenue, and step three is to adopt an ordinance that approves accepting funds from the state of Oregon under the state shared revenue program.
Very good. Colleagues, we're on item 648. Is there any further discussion before I ask for public testimony?
Andrew, has the city ever refused to accept funds from the state of Oregon?
To my knowledge, we have not, Commissioner.
Okay, good. We're on a roll.
Is there any public testimony on item 648 or anybody you'd like to testify on item 648? Seeing none, please call the roll.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. The ordinance is adopted.
Great. Thank you. That's a lot of work for the $17.5 million, and now we move on to the remaining $4.8 billion in the city budget. The next step in today's process is an ordinance that updates fund statements of purpose for various city funds. So just a very quick background here is that – oh, did I miss one, Claudio? Are we doing the that's right. Yeah, so there was an audit a couple years ago around all of our funds, noting that in most cases we had fund statements of purpose, but there were a few missing. So there was an ordinance passed by council in June of 2015 that approved fund statement of ordinances for each city fund in existence, and it directed us to come back on an annual basis for any necessary revisions to those fund purposes statements of purpose. And today there are three that we are three that we're dealing with, and then there is an amendment to this section as well. So, sorry, let me grab this. The updated fund statements of purpose, the Recreational Marijuana Tax Fund, it's a new fund being created, so we're establishing a statement of purpose for that fund. PPA Health Insurance Fund is also a new fund and establishing a fund statement of purpose for that. And then finally, the Public Election Fund, again, another new fund for the city and establishing that. And so there, we do need action to approve this ordinance. However, there is an amendment here with regards to the marijuana fund. And what was included in your packet, the Recreational Marijuana Tax Fund, was an old version. And so the amendment that you have replaces it with the updated version with some additional detail.
I'll entertain the motion. I'll second it. Commissioner Fish moves. I'm seconding. Any further discussion? Very good. Any public testimony on the amendment? Please call the roll.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. The amendment is accepted to the main motion. Are there any other questions? Any public testimony to the main motion? Please call the roll.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The ordinance is adopted.
Great. Thank you. The next item is an ordinance that approves the opening and closing of various funds in the city. And what council is being asked to do today is to create the Portland Police Association Health Insurance Fund, the one you just adopted the statement of purpose for. And then also closing three funds, closing the Headwaters Apartment Complex Fund. Those funds are moving to the new Housing Property Fund with other PHB-owned property expenses and revenues. Closing the Willamette Industrial Urban Renewal Area Debt Service Fund. Tax collection ceased in 2015, and all remaining revenues were returned to counties in 2015-16, and no balance remains. And then finally closing the Education Urban Renewal Area Debt Service Fund. Same situation there with tax collection ceasing in 2015 and no balance remaining.
So Andrew, I have one question on this. I'm actually old enough to remember when the council adopted and approved the Education Urban Renewal District, and then we pulled the plug on it, and we ended up reconstituting another district. So what debt did we incur in that district? Was that the streetcar fix or something?
I'm not entirely certain, but my guess is that any expenses would have been de jure financed. I don't believe there was any.
What does that mean, de jure financed?
That's essentially all urban renewal expenditures at PDC have to be financed with. They have to be financed rather than receiving the tax directly.
So there was some activity, even
some
though
activity,
we didn't
yes.
actually. It never formally went forward. So this is just the formal action of acknowledging we opened a fund and now we're closing it.
Correct. Yeah, these are all housekeeping. These closures in particular.
Okay.
Are housekeeping.
Thank
measures.
You.
Very good. Any public testimony on item 650? Seeing none, please call the roll.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The ordinance is adopted.
Great. Thank you. So the next item, this is where we actually are going to adopt the annual budget of the City of Portland, which is what we're here to do. So I'll take just a minute just to sort of walk through, and then I believe there are also some amendments that to bring forward on this as well. But just there are a number. So just to recall the process, the mayor released his proposed budget. Council approved the budget just about 3 weeks ago. Last night, the Tax Supervising and Conservation Commission signed off and certified the City of Portland's budget. And now we're moving towards final adoption, which is the last step in terms of setting our budget for the next fiscal year. So between the approved budget, the budget the council approved as the budget committee 3 weeks ago and today, there are a few changes. And I just wanted to walk through those. those, and those are reflected in what was filed in terms of what's being discussed today on the table. So there is an increase of $1.4 million in funding for the Joint Office of Homeless Services in this adopted budget. That's funded by three different offsets. $750,000 of that is coming from carryover from the 2016-17 Joint Office of Homeless Services budget. So this is they are projecting underspending, our share of underspending to be about $750,000. And we've talked to the county and worked with them to just agree to carry that funding over to help fund some services next year instead of having that fall to general fund balance. $400,000 is being reduced from the Bureau of Emergency Communications and the Uninterruptible Power Supply Project. I think it's worth noting here that's an important project that is still moving forward, and this action doesn't affect that timeline at all. It's not clear whether that $400,000 will be needed in the next few months, which is why we're grabbing that back right now for the joint office. To the extent that is needed, the project will still be able to move forward on a rapid timeline by using facilities reserves funds. And then BOIC is going to come back in the fall and ask for this funding again in the fall supplemental budget. And I think the expectation, and I think this is an important point for council, is that we will be looking to fund that $400,000 out of the capital set-aside money in the fall bump. So this is more, we're not sure they're going to need the money in the next few months, and so it's a temporary take back of those funds with the expectation they'll get them back. And then the very last item, the offset.
What you gave us didn't add up to 1.4. So there was the carryover of 750, the BOIC item, and what was the rest of it?
So, and then the very last item is a 10% one-time reduction for all new personal services funding in the 17-18 budget. That's $267,000.
And that's going to housing? To the joint office?
Yes, that's right. That $267,000 is the remainder to get to that $1.4 million.
Sorry.
That's based on all the new positions that have been authorized as part of this adopted budget. The expectation is that bureaus will be very hard-pressed to fill those on July 1. And so we feel like it's safe to take back 10% of that funding, just roughly 5 weeks of the year, as they go through their own recruitment process and filling process and using that money on a one-time basis for the joint office. So those three pieces make up that $1.4 million.
So my understanding is for the joint office, we've had the baseline of $25 million, and we're almost up to $35 million for what we're allocating in this budget. Is that correct?
I believe that the total would be $27 million. 0.4 million.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, the additional 1.4 million on top of the 25 million that was in the approved budget. Outside of the joint office, just a few relatively small changes. There is a shift of $52,440 in the Bureau of Emergency Communications from the general fund to our partner jurisdictions, which appropriately reflects the 80-20 split of the additional labor costs that are approved in this budget. There is a reduction of $50,000 from general fund contingency to fund the consultant study required by the budget note around the Office of Community Technology. There is a reduction of $51,697 from contingency to fund additional operations and maintenance in Parks Bureau. This offsets a reduction that was included earlier in the budget process and trues up their O&M funding. And finally, there are several changes to budget notes regarding participatory budgeting. And then a new budget note as well around looking to a participatory budgeting pilot in the 2017-18 budget. Those budget notes are included in your packet, and you can show sort of the the changes are marked in underline and strikeout. So the new budget note around participatory budgeting pilot. It says, Council directs the City Budget Office to create a proposal for developing and implementing a participatory budgeting pilot process. CBO shall present their recommendations to Council during the fall FY 2017-18 fall supplemental budget process for consideration as part of the 18-19 budget development. So just something to come back. And then the other change on the specifically around the recreational marijuana tax revenue, that is now going to be a community-driven inclusive budgeting process. And so the FY 2017-18 budget includes $500,000 in recreational marijuana tax revenue to be allocated via a community-driven inclusive process to be managed by the City Budget Office with guidance from Commissioners Udaly and Fritz. The project manager shall report to Council by November 30th of 2017 on their progress. funding allocated through this process will go towards the following: support for neighborhood small businesses, especially women-owned and minority-owned businesses, including but not limited to business incubator programs, management training, and job training opportunities, and providing economic opportunity and education to communities disproportionately impacted by cannabis prohibition. Those are the changes that were filed in the adopted budget, and I believe there may be some amendments council would like to consider as well.
I have some questions, not amendments.
Commissioner Fish.
No, I have some questions, but not an amendment. Let's take the amendments first.
So I think you have in front of you, there are some amendments, and if you'd like, I can go ahead. I think we can put them all on the table.
Okay. Why don't I go ahead and move some of these? Number one, a motion to substitute page one of attachment F. Sorry.
That one was already done as part of
the
fund statement. So
good point. So here we are. Motion to amend attachment D, specifically the budget note with regard to Vision Zero.
Second.
Great. I don't need to read the whole thing into the record, or should I? Legal counsel?
I don't believe you need to read
Perfect.
All of it.
Perfect. Glad
into the
to
record,
hear it.
As long as the clerk has been provided.
So I have moved what is listed as item number two, Vision Zero. Commissioner Fritz has seconded. Why don't we get these all on the table? A motion to move the youth bus pass funding from the Portland Bureau of Transportation to special appropriations.
Second.
I have moved. I'll give Commissioner Saltzman the second on that one. And then Commissioner Fritz has.
Oh, thank you. This one's a bit more complicated. Let me read my notes.
And the first two, by the way, we'll call those Wheeler 1 and Wheeler 2, respectively.
So this is regarding the urban forestry budget redirection. There's an issue with maintenance of facilities in multiple parts of the Parks Bureau, and the most urgent need is to the Delta Park maintenance facility, which is a bond project as well, but it needs additional general fund resources. So I moved to reallocate funding from the Mount Scott Community Center roof to the Delta Park maintenance facility. Can I get a second, then I'll explain it? Thank you. And so this would allocate $2 million, which is already within the Parks Capital Construction and Maintenance Fund, but it would shift it from the Mount Scott Community Center roof to the Delta Park Maintenance Facility Project. The Mount Scott Community Center roof was previously funded in this current year's budget, 16-17. And so we'd be amending attachments B, C, and E as necessary. And we will be coming back to Council again in the fall to ask again, or in the next budget process, to add the money for the roof at Mount Scott Community Centre. Of all the things that we got done in the last budget, this was one that hadn't moved very far along, and so we were able to, with your approval, to shift it to the more urgent need.
But that's been moved and seconded.
Moved and seconded. We'll call it Fritz number one. Any further discussion on the amendments? Please call the roll.
Mayor, there's one more on the back.
The next item.
I had another one that you were going to introduce.
Oh, you have another? Great. Let's hear it.
Well, it's a technical amendment requested by debt service in the Office of Management and Financing that was just found out. But if I was the only one that's got the information, I'll just read it.
So that one is actually going to be on the tax levy ordinance, which will be the next item.
Right. Thank you very much.
Very good. Please call the roll on Wheeler 1.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The amendment's adopted. Please call the roll on Wheeler 2.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The amendment is adopted. Please call the roll on Fritz 1.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The amendment is adopted.
So I have a few questions, Mayor, real quick.
Sure.
Andrew, would you remind us, when we adopt this budget, how much money will be left in contingency?
This budget will include $2,210,000 of general fund contingency.
Thank you. And because the mayor landed by parachute in the middle of this budget season, would you remind us again, when do you intend to issue with the mayor budget guidance in the fall? Approximately.
Yeah, budget guidance is generally issued in October for the following fiscal year.
Okay. Legislative history. The mayor and I have had a conversation about a budget note, which is the one that's designed to look at the film office and figure out where it should land and some kind of sustainable funding. He's asked me to take the council lead on that, so I will work with the Independent Budget Office, and we'll have a recommendation hopefully in the fall or timed with the budget process so that it can be considered. And then also, because Commissioner Udaly is not here, Mayor and colleagues, she and I have been having a conversation. I think others of you have had conversations with some community partners around the funding of a study to determine feasibility for a one-stop drop-off center for our reuse nonprofit partners. It's an idea that each of us, that my understanding is all of us have had a preliminary briefing. I personally think there's a lot of merit at taking a look at it from a feasibility point of view. It is not our intention, though, to bring an amendment today to seek the $60,000 for the funding. It is instead to flesh out the proposal and bring it back to council either as a freestanding item, assuming there's council support, or in the fall bump. So I just wanted to flag that.
Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Commissioner. Is there any further discussion on the main motion? Commissioner Saltzman.
One question. You said in the beginning of your remarks it's a $6.8 billion budget?
It's a $4.8 billion
budget. And our general fund is around 600?
Yes, the general fund, the total general fund is just under $630 million. General fund discretionary is $521.6 million.
Okay, thanks.
I think what Dan's trying to say is he'd like more money for transportation. If you have that much money, why isn't more going to transportation? I second your amendment.
Those are big numbers, both of them.
Very good. Is there any further public testimony?
No one signed up.
Please call the roll.
Fish.
So one of the mayor's unique powers, or maybe put differently, one of the mayor's unique burdens, is that he or she proposes the first cut of the annual city budget and then is charged with leading council negotiations to get to a final budget. It is a challenging exercise each year, and especially for a first-term mayor in his first 150 days. Ted, you have led a collaborative, inclusive, and productive budget process. This budget reflects our shared values, our community's values, and it is one that I think we can all be proud of. I want to thank the mayor and his staff, Andrew Scott and his team at the City Budget Office, my colleagues, the public that took the time throughout this process to testify and help us get it right, and, of course, my own team headed by my chief of staff, Sonia Schmansky. Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, I'd also like to thank the mayor, my colleagues, our citizen budget advisors, and all of the all the employees of the budget office, and all of our staff offices and all the bureaus who collaborate mightily to put together a $4.8 billion budget. That's an impressive number, and I'm very pleased to have played some role in helping to shape this budget. Aye.
Fritz.
So these votes, with little community input at this time, are so significant. They represent over 8 months of work, and I very much appreciate the City Budget Office's guidance throughout the process. All of the Bureau staff, particularly the ones that I've been associated with, Michael Barte and the Parks staff, Lisa St. Helens and the Emergency Services staff, Amalia Alaconda-Morris and Amy Archer, the Office of Neighbourhood Involvement, which I was in charge of for much of the budget process. And what we're seeing here are things that I find very, very satisfying. And I appreciate the Mayor for the way that you've conducted this whole process. Perhaps most important is the Portland United Against Hate, that we've allocated $118,235 to that community organization, that coalition of community organizations, emphasizing that hate has no place in Portland. And we will stand together. We will put our money where our mouths are. And we will do whatever we can to keep everybody safe. In the same vein, tremendously satisfied about the new Portlander Policy Council, Commission rather, which we established last year with the Council's support, and now it has overhead funding for two positions ongoing, and that means that it will be here when it's most needed. And it's already been showing great community benefits in the number of times I've been at community events where somebody says, I'm on the new Portland Policy Commission, and is clearly taking that responsibility very, very seriously. So thank you, Mayor, for the partnerships with all of our community organizations. And again, I've seen the Mayor at so many community events expressing hope and determination in these troubled times, and I appreciate your leadership on that. There's a number of other things I'm very excited about in the budget and very satisfied about. Youth bus passes has been a conversation for as long as I've been on the council. And this year we finally said we're not going to just fund one of the districts in Portland. We're going to allocate the same amount of money to all three that are completely within the city of Portland. And I'm looking forward to working with Commissioner Hugh Daly to have a meeting with school board officials, school district officials, and youth to figure out what's the best way to apportion that money. There's other issues that are very much in line with our equity goals. The four parks rangers for East Portland, the first time we've had dedicated ongoing funding for parks rangers in East Portland, and that includes the Springwater Corridor, where Mayor Charlie Hales led the cleanup of that work, again, ably assisted by the parks rangers and the park staff and by the Joint Office of Home Services. And that was not easy at all. I give him great credit. This is not in the budget, Mayor, but I also want to thank you right now for helping with the relocation of Right to Dream 2. I had a delighted community member coming up to me when I was getting ready for this hearing, talking about the vacant lot that's now next to the China Gate, which it truly is a win-win-win, that that site will be developed, the property owners are getting compensation, and Right to Dream 2, thanks particularly to Burke Nelson and your staff, also to Dora Perry and Christina Nieves and Claire Adamsick on mine. Doesn't require city money, although we are going to probably be coming back for some allocations for ongoing utilities like water and electricity. But the amount of good that that community does to help everybody who needs a safe place to rest is a huge benefit. And thank you for all your work with the Office of Management and Finance to make that happen. We've got $7.2 million in this budget for capital projects within transportation infrastructure, and that's because of the 50% set-aside policy that the Council with Commissioner Fish and Commissioner Saltzman passed a few years ago. And I'm very satisfied by that. It means we are taking care of the most urgent safety needs. And I also am very happy about allocating $1.6 million of what's close to that, over $1.5 million ongoing for Vision Zero, using cannabis tax money. And that is going to pay dividends in some of our most vulnerable communities and is going to save lives. And I'm so happy that that is done. And again, Mayor, thank you for your willingness and the budget office to do that. There's, as was mentioned, the $500,000 for the budgeting process to make sure that those who were impacted by cannabis prohibition share in the opportunities and the money that's coming in because of the legalization of it. And then finally, I'm glad that Mayor Wheeler followed in Mayor Hales' footsteps and allocated the $1 million to special appropriations rather than having everybody knocking on all the council's doors and making the rounds. I want to thank Tim Crayon, my Chief of Staff, Sonia Schmansky, who's next to him, and I appreciate how the Chiefs of Staff have really worked together to make sure that when we're not allowed to talk to each other, there's still communication going on, we're still listening to citizens, and doing the public's work. And so the fact that we've not got people storming the table here, we've done some very difficult things in this budget. We unfortunately had to close the Buckman Pool, and we certainly kept it going as long as we possibly could. We were not able to buy the other green space there. There's other things that we're doing with system development charges. It is, as you noted, Commissioner Saltzman, a lot of money, and we work really hard to spend the taxpayers' money wisely, and so I thank everybody for their participation. Aye.
Wheeler.
Well, I just want to thank my colleagues. It was a great process, and I enjoyed the collaboration we had amongst each other. I appreciated the collaboration amongst our staffs. I was just getting to know the city bureaus, and I have found that for the most part we have outstanding people leading our bureaus. We have great frontline employees. The community came together on this budget. They helped us navigate some very challenging situations, and I'm very excited about that. This budget also had an eye to the future. I'm just going to mention two areas that I thought were interesting. I'll add to the list. Number one, I want to thank the Budget Office and Andrew Scott in particular for working to come up with a really, I think, innovative and important solution to start getting at the backlog of our infrastructure, particularly transportation infrastructure, parks infrastructure, and civic infrastructure. So I'm very excited about what the opportunity for the Build Portland program, which is encapsulated in this budget, is. The other thing, it was sort of a small gesture. I would describe it as the first steps towards reinventing the way we engage our police bureau with the public through the creation of the Community Service Officer Program. It's only starting with 12, but it is a fundamental shift in the way we're trying to allocate resources into the community around policing. They will be non-sworn officers carrying non-lethal weapons, in other words, no firearms. And the goal there is to help assist with community engagement issues. It frees up other officers for other purposes, and it creates a program which I hope over the years will continue to expand and continue to engage in a very meaningful way with the community. And it's something that, at least so far as I've heard, is very, very well supported within the community. So we're starting small, and hopefully with time we'll see that program expand. So I'm very happy. Again, colleagues, thank you for all the good guidance, counsel, suggestions, ideas, revisions, wholesale rewrites that you guys helped with. I thought it was a lot of fun at the end of the day. And didn't I say that, Andrew, right on the first day? I said, I think budgets are fun. And it lived up to the billing. I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted as amended. That was the fun part. Now let's hear the unfun part.
One remaining ordinance to approve taxes for the fiscal
Boo
year.
Boo hiss. Please read the item.
652, approve levying taxes for the city for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2017 and ending June 30, 2018.
Colleagues, I have one amendment to this. Commissioner Fritz alluded to this a moment ago. It's a technical amendment to this item. I'd like to put forth a motion to reduce the amount excluded from limitation for bonded indebtedness in paragraph A, section 4, from $17,590,351 to $14,670,710 to align with updated estimates of debt issuance and related debt.
Second.
I have moved. Commissioner Saltzman has seconded this scintillating amendment. Andrew?
I'm going to defer to Eric Johansson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Commissioners, Eric Johansson, City Debt Manager. The reason behind this request is that we have delayed the issuance, the second tranche of the Parks Bonds authorization. We had originally intended to issue early in next fiscal year and have debt service in next fiscal year. Now that issuance has been delayed, so the debt service on that next tranche won't begin until the subsequent fiscal year. Therefore, we can reduce the tax levy for 17-18 by the amount of debt that we had projected for next year.
Excellent. And I want to give a shout out to your team. This is very complicated stuff. And it's a critical part of the process that often gets overlooked. So thank you. And please pass my thanks on to your team as well. Is there any further discussion on this item? Is there any public testimony on this item?
I did not have a sign-up sheet.
Very good. Please call the roll on item 652.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Fritz.
Well, taxes pay for services, and you've just heard about some of the great services that these taxes are going to pay for. I want to add one thing in addition, that they're going to be paying for the public campaign finance open and accountable election system. There's $250,000 in this year's budget, but there's going to be ongoing money for that starting in 2020. So when we certainly all have answers for folks who say, what have you done for me in my community? We can point to different things that have happened in pretty much every neighborhood. This is something that will be available to everybody who wants to run in a Portland City Council or auditor's position election starting in 2020. And again, Mayor, I thank you for your leadership on that too.
Thank you.
Wheeler?
Aye. The ordinance is adopted as amended.
Wasn't that the amendment?
That was the amendment.
Amendment. Sorry.
Gosh, amazing, such a long
yeah.
speech.
No, it was a good amendment. Thank you. Sorry, I was reading something else. Is there any further discussion on the main motion? Any public testimony on the main motion? Hearing none, please call the roll on the main motion.
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Well, consider my comments switched. Thank you very much to Eric Johansson. This is related to the Parks Bond, and I very much, again, appreciate all of the work that's going on in that in the community and with the community. So this is, in some sense, a participatory budget process that does a lot of public input and makes a difference. Aye.
Wheeler?
I would like to thank legal counsel, and I would like to thank the clerk. Often forgotten in this process, often in the firing line. You guys do great work, and it's deeply appreciated. Aye. The ordinance is adopted as amended. Before we adjourn, just a reminder, item 653 has been rescheduled to June 15 at 2 p.m., and item 654, there it is, I got it, has been moved to rescheduled to Wednesday, June 21st at 2 p.m. And with that, we are adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well done. And that's
good.